Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Teaming up with Newsday to honor our class of 2020 valedictorians, it's Anna on Raven Walk 97.5. Elizabeth Nemec is the class of 20 Packchog Medford High School valedictorian. Congratulations.
Great job.
Thank you.
I'm looking over this resume of yours, and we'll talk to all the reasons why you're going to miss high school. But what I found really interesting is that you're pit orchestra violinist, chamber orchestra violinist. How did you get into violin?
Actually, my older sister, who's 2 years ahead of me, she was a violinist, and so I guess I kind of wanted to follow in her footsteps, and so I just went for it.
Anna, were you ever in band?
I played the recorder in fourth grade.
Oh,
but
no, that doesn't count. I think of it. No. Didn't they give all the kids a recorder for free? Come on.
They did. No, that's it. I'm not good at it. I don't have an ear for it. It's a talent that I believe you have to be born with.
When I got into middle school and when you get to the high school level, I'm sure we didn't have band in my high school, but it's a good time. It's a core. It's a group.
And also you're part of the photography club. You're the historian. What does that include?
We kind of like do a whole bunch of projects throughout high school. So we were usually in charge of Santa pictures during the holiday times. So we would take the pictures. We would hold a fundraiser at Applebee's, and all of the money would go back to the school, and we would be the ones taking the pictures.
That's awesome. And Science Olympiad co-president.
Wow.
What kind of science stuff were you working on?
The Science Olympiad was a competition. Mm-hmm. Our team would go to regionals, and we would all participate in like 3 or 4 events. My favorite event was protein modeling, where we got to actually like model a protein. They would rank us according to how close we got to the actual protein.
Nice. And you're a writer too. You write for the Red and Black newspaper, the co-editor.
Yes.
You're a little bit of everything.
Yeah, doing quite a bit. The question is, what comes next with all that?
I'm going to be heading to Northeastern University in the fall. And I'm going to be majoring in biochemistry and chemical engineering.
That's fantastic. And what is your plan? What do you want to do with all that?
I want to go into research for like diseases, and I want to work on finding cures and treatments.
I think you know how important that is.
Right. Obviously,
right,
I think
now,
the whole world knows how important it is now, right?
What are you going to miss most about your high school years?
My favorite experience was definitely being a part of the pit orchestra. It was just incredible to witness the magic that happens when so much talent comes together to produce something so special. And it really taught me the importance of being a small part of something that was so much bigger than myself.
Elizabeth Nemec, she's the Packchog Medford High School Class of 2020 valedictorian. We're going to get to your speech. That's coming up next with Anna and Raven. Elizabeth Nemec is the valedictorian, class of 2020 at Packchog Medford High School. It's Anna on Raven Walk 97.5. We have teamed up with Newsday to give our microphones to these valedictorians.
Can't wait to hear your speech, Elizabeth. Take it away.
To the graduating class of 2020, I'm so sorry for the anticlimactic ending to not only our senior year, but more importantly to the 13 years of education we have received thus far. This is not what any of us had hoped for or deserved, but the reality of our current situation in no way diminishes any of our accomplishments or successes, which we have all worked so diligently for. Although we are not graduating traditionally, I'm so honored to be representing the class of 2020 today. It may not be typical, but it is absolutely unforgettable. On behalf of the class of 2020, I would like to extend my most sincere gratitude to the entire Packchog Medford community for their efforts to ensure that the conclusion to our senior year was memorable despite the circumstances. Most of all, I would like to thank all of you, my peers, who have always shown unimaginable talents and strengths even in times of crisis. It is a pleasure to be among you and to have grown beside you for the past 13 years. I'm going to bring you all back to what seems like the last normal day of our lives, Friday the 13th. This was the last day on which we were all together under one roof. I remember the atmosphere in the hallways being different that day. The feeling in the air was almost palpable. It was as if we were all holding our breath. Everything felt so uncertain. That very weekend, officials announced that schools would be closed for 2 weeks. Just like that, everything came to a complete halt. Soon enough, we learned that the rest of the year would be completed at home. I remember flipping through my calendar, looking at all of the senior year events I was supposed to be partaking in, and I began to mourn all of the time I would be missing out on with my classmates, the final memories we would make before graduation. I'm sure we all were, to some extent. Put simply, our class was deprived of resolution. I knew that the time would come when I would have to say goodbye to all of my teachers, as well as my peers whom I had grown up alongside. But I believed that I still had ample time to do so, and to process it all. So although I was dreading this eventual goodbye, I was not expecting it to be taken from me so suddenly. While certainly not measurable to other grievances that many of us have faced in the wake of COVID-19, it was a loss in its own right. And so, from this experience, I have learned that there are no guarantees in life. We all must strive to make every moment count, or else live in regret for what we should have done when we were given the chance. I promise that I will cherish life a little bit more, to not let any moment go to waste, to continue to learn, take risks, and to not let go of my passions, whatever they may be. I hope that you will join me in these endeavors, and that we all have the resilience to persevere through anything that life throws our way. This moment marks the start of the rest of our lives. The whole world is ours for the taking. Let's go and claim it. Thank you and be well.
Yay! Great job, Elizabeth! Woo!
Ready to take on the world. I like that spirit.
If you know a valedictorian that deserves to be honored as well, you can head to walkradio.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.